Commander said we might have been basic standards when they're in the lead. This is an unconscious process.
Well, it is interesting, Dick. Your reaction when you found that you weren't dead.
So don't take that. I was trying to test it to influence people. Machine is the only one which I could position this. She was the only one that said he's able to have this assistance. And she told everyone that she's seen enough of us to death.
When did it actually take place, Father?
Oh, it took place many years ago, that is mostly well over 100 years ago.
Oh.
And it was just outside clock. Many years ago. It was quite a story for a long time in the distance. And hey, who?
Oh, yes, I'm here.
I appreciate you must be a woman, Cathy. Oh, I appreciate that your spirit is because of my time I had a thought just to give us work. But now I know better.
And what are you doing now?
I'm teaching. And part of my work is to teach. And I teach the children. As long as they're attached to the children, the eyes on your side. I used to take the children, because, you know, some of us were country priests, and I used to take the children in those days, as well from the school, and I used to give them lessons. And I like the children here, and many of them have come here in infancy, and in need of training and help, and that's my main work.
And I suppose now you realize that what you thought
you were on the side of the wall. Well, I don't want to see things which are not true for us. But at the same time, I appreciate the fact that many of the things were supposition that they used to preach. That's a great fundamental truth. Of course, in the teachings of in Christ, in the teachings of the Christ, that loss has been, well, added to it, and the Church has taken a powerful place and position, which, if rightly used, is good, but at the same time, a lot of things that are preached are not true. I don't like to see things against the Church. And it doesn't mean to see that I'm still, in a sense, a pillar of the Church and in a way. But at the same time, I think that it is good, even if some of the things that are taught are not quite what it reminds me of, are not basically fundamentally true. I think it's better to have a religion than no religion at all. And lots of people who have no particular religion, I think it's very bad. I think that one should have a religion, because I think it's just taking influence for good. If I could come back, and if I could take over my work, I would certainly preach, and I certainly teach in a different way. I wouldn't teach in the narrow way in which I had been accustomed. But, I feel that it is important, necessary for people to have a religious background and to have a great regard and respect for religion. I think a man without religion is not a good thing.
But don't you think a religion can tie you, bind you?
Yes, it's true, but I know what you mean, but I can't help feeling that it is better to have a religion, even though you may not be particularly a good religious man. It is better to have a religion in your makeup and in your outlook and in your way of life and none at all. I expect you can get fencing with you.
I should be. Not my religion is the way you look, surely. is not religion, whether you're Buddhist or Christian.
But you have to believe. You cannot be religious. You cannot be sincerely a religious person unless you yourself have a religious knowledge and a religious experience.
But belief what?
Well, I think it's very important to believe that, that there is a God. And that there is a divine power, call it what you like, and that we are responsible for our actions, for good and bad, and that if we do the wrong things, and we cause unnecessary suffering, or we cause suffering to other people, then we have to pay those stakes. I don't think it's a good thing that people should think that they can get away scot-free. I think that people should imbued with not fear as such, but the realization that they're responsible for their actions and their thoughts, and that they should think and act in accordance with the will of God, and follow it, especially care the teachings of the Church, and the teachings of Christ.
In other words, the universal law, come on, isn't
it? You can push it like that if you want. But at the same time, it's more than that. I think that we have to accept the fact that I don't see that I have seen God. It would be quite wrong to see that I have seen God, because I have not seen God. But I believe that there is a supreme power. There must be some force, something which we cannot understand, which is the pivot by which we all live and have our being and revolve around. I don't think that we should ignore this. I think that so many people put God out of their mind and they sort of live their own life in the way in which they want to live it. They have no sense of responsibility for their thoughts and actions, and they have no fear of consequences. I think it's very bad. I think it's very necessary to have religious teaching.
Are you still on that
day again?
Not
in the sense of hell, in the acute sense. But I think there is a kind of hell of remorse when there is a state of poverty in which people find themselves, in which they have to work out their own salvation. I don't see this hell in the name of damnation and fire and all that. At the same time, I think that we should have the realization that if there is good, which we know there is, in other words, there is a good place, there is also the opposite, which is not good. It seems that you cannot hope to appreciate and understand good unless you have known and understand evil. I don't suggest that one should be in any way bad, but it seems to me that these things which face one in life, they are there as a challenge, and we must stand up to them, and we must fight them, and we must work out our own salvation by resisting evil.
In the Roman Catholic Church, don't they, especially if the man is ill and about to die, the more he suffers, the better it'll be for him when he passes over. Well, don't you think that's rather wrong?
I know exactly how you feel about this. I'm not suggesting that suffering isn't a sin, and I'm not saying that it should be. We only know that it is, and that from suffering we do learn, and we learn many things which perhaps could only be learned through suffering. I think it is quite obvious that we have to face the fact that suffering is a reality, in that although we may think good and strive for good, it does not alter the fact that quite often in the process we have to suffer. Christ had to suffer. All the disciples, all the great souls that have lived, they have never found the path of righteousness and good easy. And St. Francis of Assisi and all the great saints, they all suffered. And I think that it is essential, whether we like it or not, and none of us like suffering, but at the same time, I don't see how we can become anything that is good, really good, unless you go through poverty, you go through a stage of evolution which is necessary, then suffering is part of that evolution.
Father,
really,
I'm sorry, I couldn't
agree
with you. I mean, we all have
a
suffering. I know
that
somehow
I'm wrong, but
I did say it's
about the revolution. I'm not condoning it. I'm not seeing it. I think it should be exactly. I'm not even saying that I agree. Of course, if I can alleviate suffering, if it were in my power to take away suffering from mankind, if it were in my power, I would do it immediately.
But I'm thinking of the liberty that people suffer. And some people do, because I know, I'm always trying to speak straight about this, but I don't know, I don't know what the Catholics do, or when he's stopping, or when he's all right, and he goes there and he's very ill. But to deliberately let that go on man or not in suffer,
but I think when you're talking about cross purposes, because I would not like you to think that I find any pleasure or any merit in suffering in that sense.
But they do, don't they?
I'm not responsible for what other people think or what Catholics think, and I must admit that although I was a Catholic, I have changed considerably my attitude and my ideas. I do not go all the way with the Catholics anymore, as I did by nature and upbringing and background and experience, but now I see differently. But I do see, and I think we must see, that until man evolves, and this is no doubt going to take well unto centuries of time, from what one has seen in the past, the future isn't very promising in regard to man's progress, because it seems to me that the more man progresses materially, the less spiritual he becomes, and therefore I can't say that I have a great deal of hope in my heart in regard to that, but man will progress, and so that suffering will be completely outlawed. It does seem to me that the evils that fall upon man, whether one likes to accept it or not, seems to me perfectly true, that the only evils that fall on man, what man himself brings into his being, brings into his life. I don't see that one man necessarily, I mean, for instance, sometimes the innocent suffer because of the weak. And I'm quite sure that a lot of these things are hereditary. They may not immediately show themselves, but perhaps later in life certain things develop. And one wonders why, particularly if that person is a very good person and striving to do very good work, why that person should be called upon, or so it seems, to suffer. But then again, it's no doubt, there's no doubt about this, that we do inherit disease, we do inherit evils from previous relations that have passed. The sins of the fathers do fall on the children, even though it sounds illogical and unjust and unfair. There's no doubt about it, it is sin. I don't know the answer to some of these questions.
Well, we can show that we can bring some of our conditions that was from previous existence.
That may be possible, I would not know about this reincarnation.
What is that reincarnation?
No, what are you talking about?
Reincarnation is that people take the context of this particular earth, don't they? And live again. I'm talking about.
Well, I'm not sure you that I have no desire myself to come back to your world. There are a lot of fully foolish people here that I've met on different spheres who are meeting, congregating together in great multitudes, waiting to be resurrected in a physical body on earth. Well, of course, I don't belong to that category. I don't despise the human being. I have great sympathy for all human beings, whatever their state. But it strikes me that they are being very stupid.
Yeah.
So, at least.
What I'm talking about, Father, is we are progressing like from the imperfection to perfection, and we've come up from other spheres.
Well, my dear, what is perfection?
Well, we can't
reach it. I don't think that we can ever hope to reach a stage of perfection, and quite frankly, I don't know if we should want to, because if we reach that stage, there will be nothing left to strive for, and then, of course, if there's nothing left to strive for, one would wonder what there is in eternity, what point there is in life. The point about life surely is that there's always new things to experience, new things to learn, new hope, will turn the corner for new things, new experiences and opportunities.
This Apple Spirit said that we're going to turn the corner. That's it, this is our goal. Our mind has been going up, we get all our mind has been going on up for this.
Well, I don't know. I feel I'm talking to a woman who knows more about things than myself.
Well,
I don't protest, you know. But I know, Mrs. I'm extremely happy in my own environment and that I'm doing what I feel is very good for my children. And I'm very happy in that way. I don't profess to know the answers. And the answer may well be that I have not reached myself a very high stage of evolution. The perhaps in a way that's as well, because it means there is still hope for the future and new interests and experiences.
Well, you've got lots
but you see, I'm not a spiritualist. I'm interested because I've discovered the possibility, and as I told you a long time ago, soon after I did, I made a contact with this woman, this person who's supposed to have this psychic or whatever it is you call it, power. Certainly she had got some psychic power because she helped him to find my money. But that's neither here nor there. There's a difference between psychic people who are on a very low level of intelligence and who are not particularly spiritual to boot. In fact, I like spirits so far. The so-called spiritualists, apart from being spiritual, are very few mediums. In fact, I haven't met one medium yet, and I'm called a spiritual person.
No. But don't you wish that you, the knowledge you have now, Father, don't you wish that you'd known it in your existence on earth? Don't you wish now?
I do, but I don't quite know how I entered the test of my mind with my work. Because it would have been forbidden by the church.
See, that's what I'm getting at. Religion is here. It's so narrow, it's so bad.
I know I appreciate this. Into the sea claim. I don't know. I suppose if I had known of this, it would have meant that I'd have had to bring up the church. Because they would never have tolerated my preaching what you call spiritualism. I'd have had to tone it down. I'd have had to try to bring it in this new way. But frankly, I know what I think about it, the more difficult I think it would have been. And yet, the whole history of the church is full of these things.
What is it?
St. Francis. You're a very strange woman. You seem so positive about things that I don't know the answers all myself. I don't know how you could manage to know certain things.
The only effect from the church founder there is after the full century that won't be on the church.
But I knew nothing about it.
No, but you were that. The rest of the church started after that, you see.
Well, I watch you from all this. I'm not here. I will talk. I come here because I'm very anxious to get some service. And I'm very interested in all this, but I wish it was in the church, but outside it.
Well, I'm going to come outside the church. If it's inside the church, you'll be killed.
No, I think that if it were inside the church, you properly present it. But this business of sitting in back rooms and seeing these atrocious songs. As I've been to some of these so-called meetings, and I've listened to them singing some vile things, which has nothing to do with spiritual matters whatsoever. In fact, as I knew, is conducive to bad influences, and I've seen low souls that have been manifesting there. I think it's very dangerous, and I think it should be within the church, not outside it.
So the church has tried to finish.
I'm not
frightened about it.
I think it's the very reason to be frightened of us. Because there's some very bad influences at work around us. And one has to be very careful. If it was held within the church, spiritually, it would be interesting for myself. Yes. Besides, if it has the church's blessing, then it would be a good thing.
See, the church is proud, but you land by its power. The church wants all power.
But it has the power to speak. It is the chosen church of God. I don't understand such a thing. It's true. Yet it's the church. It was the church of the Spaniard centuries ago. Of the original teachings of the disciples. I don't wish to argue with you. I am here to help you.
Oh, I love it, sir.
If I knew the highest respect for you, because I knew that you are anxious to work in a spiritual way, and you're the only few people that I have met outside the church that I can come and speak to, and who I know is at least approaching the subject in the right way. But my experience of the Baptist Church at these so-called spiritualist meetings is that then certainly not getting in touch with intelligent spiritual beings.
Oh, no, why could you get yourself to the negative end of my hand, sir?
Yes. I'm very sorry, by the way, to hear about your friend.
Oh.
And I should assure you that every help that will be given is being given.
Yes,
and I have myself been with him, because I do know that he is a genuinely sincere person. He may not be a Catholic, but that does not matter. I am not so narrow-minded, and I am not so stupid as to think that the Catholic Church contains all the wisdom and all the goodness, and that it doesn't exist outside. But I do wish and I do think that this truth should be properly presented under the right sort of conditions in a spiritual manner, not haphazard as it is, with all this scene of the knees up of another brand, and all this nonsense and
so on. We don't know anything about
it. This is a pony. It's disgusting. I listen to some of these things.
How
can you do that? Yes, I do. And I do appreciate that you are trying to do a good job. But I think you should get it into the church.
Well, we have the church membership down there. We started taking it from the monks in
the Are they a Catholic organization? Is that a Catholic organization?
No, it's not. It's a denomination. Any Orthodox denomination.
So many of these religious bodies have switched to this. There's a truth about some of these people here. It's a waiting for Christ's resurrection day to come back to us. As these people have this religious seriousness. And you know the greatest difficulty.
Now listen, Father, I can interrupt something. You're talking about this truth going into the church, well and good. Now the church fellowship, there are denominations, Orthodox denominations. Now, if you're a spiritualist, you cannot belong to that church fellowship, yet they have to come to God to get their knowledge.
I don't quite understand that, because if they're sincere Christians.
Yeah, but they're not sincere, that teacher.
They should be able to develop, as you tell us, their own mediums. And certainly they would be preferable to those these mediums or outside the church. And happy Christmas.
Thank you, Father.
And may the new year bring you and your friend great happiness in the work that you do. Because at least I do know that you are doing a sincere work. and that you are not fearless and trivial records of these other simple spiritualistic people. You know there's a vast difference between this spiritual work and this. Then I can't find a need for it. I hope that you will get into the church where it should be. This is proper peace.
Well, we have tried to follow the word, but if they get a tape, then that's a little against, I won't say the teachings of Christ, but a little against the church.
Mind you, I am quite free in this, as I do not agree. In the world, lots of the things that I used to accept without even thinking about them deeply. I appreciate there are many things that could be changed in the church for its business. I know there are many things which concern me very much, and as on your side, but nevertheless, I still think that the Holy Church, that is the place of this inclusive. We must be good friends. I'll come and see you again, in the new year. And I can be my blessing to your dear brother and tell him that we should be thinking apart from him and that I'm sure he's going to be well and continue his good work.
Thank you, Father.
I must go. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Thank you very, very much.
Peace and God be with you.